live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got another packed roster for you of guests today. We're going to open up by talking to another entry in my series of professional writers of Prescott. It's Don Martin. He will be here in just a few minutes. He has recently published a short story for the professional writers of Prescott. Then we'll talk to Yavapai County Suicide Prevention Specialist John Shooter. He's got a great background in that, and that is a big problem in northern Arizona. Then we'll cap the show today talking to Kelly Baritza with OLLI Lifelong Learning Center. They just started a new series of classes just yesterday. Want to let you know about the Diamondbacks are off today. They will open a four-game series at Chase Field tomorrow with the powerful young Atlanta Braves, who have gone from being a laughingstock the last several years to number one in the Eastern Division. I hope when the Braves get here, they thank the Diamondbacks for the Shelby Miller trade. Okay, yeah, I've gotten over it. Okay, hey, this Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals will start their 2018 NFL regular season at home at the newly named State Farm Stadium in Glendale. That's against the Washington Redskins. You can hear that game live and the pregame show at 12, kickoff at 1:25 on our sister station, Cattle Country, KDDL. That's 94.3 and 103.1 FM. Stay tuned. We've got Don Martin just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Summer vacation is over. Family trips are amazing memories, and the kiddos are back in school. Now that life is quiet, there are no more excuses for putting off those projects. Hi, I'm Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association with some important reminders. Call YCCA for referrals. We have the best contractors. Never pay in cash. Always get a contract. YCCA is here for you. 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as part of my Professional Writers of Prescott series at 206, we have Donald Martin here. Don, I understand you've written a short story for Professional Writers of Prescott. Tell us about it.
It's a story I wrote probably 20 years ago. I used to work on ships and had a lot of time to write fiction, did a lot of reading as well, and cranked that story out maybe 20, 25 years ago. And I've been working on it kind of off and on ever since, you know, revising it. And I joined the Prescott Writers, Professional Writers of Prescott the other day, and I dusted it off, and they decided that they wanted to publish it, which was kind of exciting.
Now, this was on ships. Was this in the Navy or a private commercial ship, or what was this?
It was private commercial ships, merchant marine, tankers, tugs, barges, container ships, stuff like that. And I was a navigator.
And what kinds of details are in that story that would interest your readers?
It's actually kind of three stories, but it's all about skiing, snow skiing. Mm-hmm. And, there's the setting for the story. And then there's two kind of, yarns that go with that setting. It's set in a, operates after skiing in a bar with a crackling fire. And these guys sit down and they start BSing and trying to one up the other with their ski yarn, and so it turns out it's a fun read.
So when you start writing a story like this, first of all, the term short story can mean a lot of things. It can mean a one page treatment. It can mean a Stephen King mini novella. So roughly, how long is your short story?
It's probably 5,000 words or so, 10 or 12 pages or so.
And when you start to write a story like this, do you think about who would be interested in reading this? You try and target it toward them?
This story I didn't, but I have written stuff where I have a specific target in mind. I'm working on a book now that I have got a definite target I'm shooting for.
What kind of training or interests did you have leading up to this?
Well, I used to be a big reader. Of course, going to sea, you got a lot of time to read and write. And so I did a lot of that. And then I went to law school and kind of shelved the fiction writing. Because
talk about reading a lot. Yeah. Law school will take care of that, won't it?
Especially it'll drive any kind of creative inkling you have out of you. So I did that for a long time, and then I retired, and I got back to fiction writing again, and I really enjoy doing that.
Why would law school take the creative juices out of you?
Because when you write legal English, language, it's much like math formulas, where you got to put your argument together, and you got to put the pieces together, and you got to get to the end, which is the solution. And there's really not a whole lot of room for creativity. I've seen it in some really, really good lawyers. They'll throw in humor here and there, but typically it's boring as heck. And
plus,
it's
you have to fall back on legal precedent, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're quoting this and that, and you've been watching the nomination, I think, to Kavanaugh. That's interesting to follow.
So, and I ask every writer this, the fact that you have a background in legal like that, when you watch a legal TV drama or legal-based movie, how many times do you roll your eyes and go, that doesn't really happen?
But usually they seem to know more than I do. So, at least, it's all criminal stuff. I was an admiralty lawyer. That fits with the going to sea thing.
Sure.
So most of the shows, it's all criminal kind of action. But occasionally there'd be something on there that's a civil action, and that I'll sit up and take notice. They're usually pretty good, though, actually.
Well, and they do have technical consultants to try and maintain some semblance of truth most of the time, right?
Right, exactly.
So you mentioned before you're a big reader. What kind of stuff got your interest as a reader as a kid?
Science fiction. I read a lot of science fiction as a kid. The classics, even today, they're still fun to read. You know, Steinbeck, Hemingway, all those guys.
Sure.
Conrad.
Heart of Darkness, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was, of course, was the basis for the movie Apocalypse Now. Yeah, 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 indeed.
It.
You know, you mentioned the classics. You mentioned science fiction. Were you ever a fan of Ray Bradbury?
Oh, yeah.
I've told this story on the air before, but when I lived in Los Angeles, the LA Times had a big story about Ray Bradbury in his 80s. He never drove a car, never drove.
Wow.
But he lived in LA, and he would get on his bicycle. Even in his 80s, he would pedal downtown to the main library, and he would do research every day in the Los Angeles Central Library. And there was a group of science fiction buffs who would expect him every day and always take him off his game a little bit, asking him questions, you know, posing for selfies,
right,
things like this. He died about, I believe, 8 or 9 years ago. But, yeah, he used to ride his bike down to the downtown library all the time. But that's key, too, to being a writer is the library. I mean, I remember the great L.A. Times sports writer Jim Murray, other sports writers around the country used to ask him, where do you come up with your stuff? Because he was so brilliant. He'd say, we all draw from the same store, the American Dictionary. It's just how you arrange those words that makes the difference. True?
Absolutely.
So why do you think kids today should read the classics, or should they?
I think they should. It's just good English. It's well-written English. And the stories are good. I think it helps give a young person a background around what's good writing and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read just about anything, you know, westerns. You know, I don't care, autobiographies.
Sure.
It doesn't really matter. But the classics are just a good foundation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they're fun to read.
Some of them
are really good.
Well, you mentioned Steinbeck before. When I was driving from here to San Francisco back in February, we're going through a lot of the California farm fields, and I'm going like, my gosh, I can almost see a Mice and Men and
right. Everything
else going through here. What was the one where the old fishery in Carmel is now an aquarium? How's that for irony?
Yeah.
That was Cannery Row.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's kind of bizarre. But, and then again, too, when young people read something like this, they get an idea, they get a picture of America back when that was written, don't mm-hmm. they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And it's important that some of that stuff gets carried forward, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You ever had any ideas about writing a book with a legal angle to it, given your experience?
I'm kind of working on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I'm working on a book. And there'll be some legal stuff in there. It won't be the main tenet of the book or a theme, but there'll be some legal stuff in there, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody's got to have somebody getting in trouble, right?
Yeah.
So I'll work in some legal.
You know, when
stuff.
I work in when I work in radio in Oklahoma, one of my regular guests was a local attorney named Mike Stake. And I asked him one time, I said, Mike, what's the toughest part of your job? And he was a defense attorney. And he would tell me on the air, he'd say, well, the toughest part of his job is that I know things about my defendants that if it got out, they'd be convicted in a minute. And it's my job to find any kind of way within the law, within the Constitution, to get them off. That is my job, but it makes me sick sometimes. And you have to face those compromises in the legal world, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a job there that you've got to, that it has to be. Someone's got to defend these, you know. And
like it or not.
Like it or not, you got it. Yeah.
You
and
know,
there's some really good defense attorneys out there.
And by the same token, when say, some drug dealer or, God forbid, child molester is injured in a car wreck, doesn't matter. The doctors are still going to try and save his life, aren't
That's
they?
That's right.
Yeah, it's all about professionalism.
And the system, we got to protect the system.
That's right. Know. And the system still works, thank heaven. It
innocent.
Still does. How can our listeners learn more about your writing? Can they access it in any way, or should they just drop into the professional writers of Prescott meetings?
Coming to the meetings would be a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a webpage. I'm just going to get that stood up. I haven't got that done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see me out there. I'm going to try to self-publish and get more involved in the community.
And that's those meetings are the fourth Tuesday of each month at the Prescott Library at 6 p.m. We can see you at those meetings. So what would be... Now, we were talking about different kinds of reading sources you've had. Is there any particular book that you would take with you on a deserted island?
Dune series or For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Dune, Frank Herbert.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yeah.
Of course, Hemingway.
Hemingway.
My dream book would be one that I have at home, because you mentioned the importance of reading the classics. I was always a voracious newspaper and magazine reader, but I noticed how many great writers for those newspapers and magazines were obviously brought up on the classics, and they would drop classical references into their columns, which I wasn't picking up on. So I finally sought out a copy of Binet's Reader's Encyclopedia, which has every classical reference in the world. And all of a sudden, the mysteries were all solved. Now I knew where they were coming from. Just another reason to read the classics, right?
That's right. You got it.
Don Martin, thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Any final thoughts?
Just keep reading.
That's great advice. People don't read enough. And don't be afraid to hold something in your hand besides a Kindle and read it, right?
Well, I'm kind of old-fashioned, but I've had Kindles, but mm-hmm. I beat the poop out of books.
Mm-hmm.
I take them down to the gym. I take them into the hot tub, read them in a sauna. I'm not nice to them. I don't think a Kindle would hold up. But
well, those sparks in the hot tub would be
right.
a problem. Wouldn't they, Meredith? Indeed. Don Martin and his wife, Meredith, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. We'll see you at one of those meetings real soon.
Very good.
Stay tuned, because we're going to talk coming up next with the Yavapai County Suicide Prevention Specialist, John Schutterer, on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
When it's so hot that even starting the car becomes an adventure in pain,
ow, 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 ow.
It's time to call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
RCA Ram Turquoise Circuit Rodeo Finals, presented by Cliff Castle Casino, is back at the Prescott Valley Event Center October 5th and 6th. See the top rodeo stars from Arizona and New Mexico compete for a chance to make it to the national finals. Tickets start at just $13. Buy one, get one offer for Saturday afternoon's performance. The Ram Turquoise Circuit Pro Rodeo Finals October 5th and 6th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Get your tickets at the Event Center box office and through Ticketmaster. Online at PrescottValleyEventCenter.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Take time to discover your away place, that special place where it's about the moments you share, where the journey is more important than the destination, where what you see in a day is more important than how many miles you can cover. Hi, this is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. We spent over 20 years helping people discover which RV is right for them, and we're proud once again to be awarded one of the top 50 dealers in the United States and Canada. At Affinity RV, it's simple. We believe in providing quality products at fair prices with exceptional service, so we can exceed the expectations of our customers at every turn. You can own an RV for as little as $3.88 a day. Stop by today, check out our special savings on Red Tag Row, where you can save thousands on new and gently pre-owned RVs. Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun, located on Willow Creek Road in Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
When it's so hot that even starting the car becomes an adventure in pain,
ow, 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 ow.
It's time to call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:20. We have John Shooter over here. He is with the, you're with the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Yavapai County, right, John?
That's correct.
Tell us about your background, your professional background.
Oh, my gosh. Well, real quick, I initially started out as a computer software engineer. That field was downsizing, so I went into mental health, believe it or not.
That's quite a segue, I would think.
It is. I can talk to machines and I can talk to people.
You got the whole gamut covered there. Now, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, would look at what you do and say, boy, that must be depressing. But you help people out of the doldrums, don't you?
Well, I used to do that when I was a mental health professional.
Mm-hmm.
In my role as chairman of the coalition, it's more about educating people about what to look for to prevent people from committing suicide.
What kind of a problem is suicide nationwide and in this area? Because we skew a little bit older than the rest of the country.
Right. The western states of the United States have higher suicide rates than the eastern side of the country for some strange reason. We think it's because the west has a, I don't know what you want to call it, a different relationship with firearms than the east coast does. Rural areas tend to have even higher suicide rates than urban areas, believe it or not.
I wonder how much of the rural statistic is geared by loneliness because you don't have as much human contact.
That's definitely a part. It plays into it. Loneliness, isolation, being in rural areas where you're not connected as well, limited resources, access to resources all play a role.
Mm-hmm. What kind of statistics do we have about this in Yavapai County?
Well, last year, the medical examiner reported 78 suicides in the county, and I would just happen to be perusing the Coconino County statistics a while back, and they listed where their suicides came from, and they had 23, if I remember right, people from Yavapai County who died in Coconino County. So the suicide statistics are reported on where the death occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So just between our two counties, that was over 100 Yavapai County residents who died by suicide.
Now, a few cases, in fact, probably a lot of cases, I'm sure, are immediately evident it's suicide. Are there any that perhaps an autopsy requires that kind of designation?
Oh, absolutely. We had a great presentation. It's been about 2 years ago now by the medical examiner at that time. And he explained to us how difficult it is sometimes to make that call because of family doesn't want that designation. Insurance rates or insurance payoffs factor into that. And sometimes it's just a very difficult call based on the information and the evidence that the ME has or mm-hmm. doesn't have.
Now, I've heard it said in the past, a lot of people automatically think mental illness when it comes to suicide. Then, having worked in the funeral cemetery industry myself for several years, a lot of families told me that their loved one just didn't find it worth getting up anymore in the morning, which sounds almost logical, almost rational. Is it always mental illness?
No, it's not. The CDC just came out with some statistics. I don't remember the exact number, but it was something like only about 54% of the suicides nationally, we're speaking nationally here, had a diagnosed mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean people don't have one. It's just that they didn't have a diagnosis. But not everyone has necessarily has mental illness problem. You may have heard this said many times before, is that so many suicides, they don't want to die, but they're carrying so much pain that they want the pain to stop and they
sure.
don't have any other options.
Yeah. I would imagine, too, with that frame of mind that you'd have a lot of people who are very, very seriously ill, and it's simply not worth the fight anymore.
That happens, sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow.
And especially with our older population.
Yeah, yeah. And how much does it affect having family members, children, grandchildren?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Does that have any impact, you think, on whether someone in the throes of depression or in great pain or physically incapacitated, do you think having children or having grandchildren has an impact on that decision?
Oh, sure. Some folks say they've considered suicide, but they've looked at the impact it would have on their family members mm-hmm. and choose not to. Other people look at their family members and say, the family would be much better off without me. I'm a burden. I'm no longer used to the family. I'm maybe costing them a lot of money in medical bills. So it goes both ways on
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. Now, you've got a big event coming up in just a few days. What is that?
We do. On Monday, September 10th, we're showing the movie. The title is Suicide, The Ripple Effect. It's a story about a young man, Kevin Hines, who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco almost two decades ago now, I believe. I'm not sure. But he was a person who survived. Only 1% of the jumpers off that bridge survived. So he's moved into suicide prevention work, and he does international presentations. And this movie is about him and his story, but it's much, much more about prevention, suicide prevention, than it is about suicide.
You mentioned a movie. I recall in the days after 9/11, there was a man who had heard rumors about a pending attack on the West Coast, and he mounted a video camera overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge, figuring that was going to be a target. Mm-hmm. And what he found out was not a terrorist attack. He found out over the intervening months several people either jumping from the bridge or considering it. And I was on that bridge in February. They now have safety netting
yes.
to prevent suicide.
Kevin was instrumental in that. His family started a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that they were able to accomplish, which is huge.
Why would people choose a location like that? Because I lived, you know, I mentioned before I lived in L.A., the beautiful Colorado Avenue Bridge in Pasadena was closed for 20 years because it picked up the label Suicide Bridge. Yeah. Why do people pick locations like that?
You know, I don't really know the answer to that question. I think some people like to go in a beautiful place. Sedona is another place that draws people for suicide. They recently put fencing up along the sides of Midgley Bridge,
just outside of
Sedona on your way up to Flag. And there are lots of suicides at the Grand Canyon as well.
Oh, sure. And who's at risk for suicide, and what are some of the warning signs?
Oh, my gosh. Well, who's at risk? That includes just about everybody, unfortunately, but there are some groups that are at higher risk than others. That includes folks with abuse issues, sexual or physical or emotional abuse, people with chronic illnesses. What else have we got there? my brain just went blank.
How effective have antidepressant drugs been?
Oh, that's a good question. That one goes up and down all the time, particularly when you're talking about young people. We see that some of the antidepressant medication can or might not be effective. It mm-hmm. goes both ways again. When you're looking at young people, their brain is still in development until about early 20s to mid-20s. So they're not really sure what impact that's having on the development of that brain.
If we have someone in our orbit that we're concerned about, where can we go? What can we say? What can we do?
Well, what I always tell people is, first of all, pay attention. What are you seeing? What are you hearing that might be different?
Mm-hmm.
That are little triggers, things like a person's just speaking him out, I don't want to be here anymore. Maybe the world would be better off without me. So there's verbal impact. Then we look at behavioral things, like people giving away prized possessions. Their behavior is changing in terms of who they're hanging out with or activities they may not get involved with anymore. And then there's psychological things, just simple mood changes. Now, depression always pops up as one of them, but for young people, often it comes out as agitation or anger. So, and then I always tell people, particularly with young folks, to not just write it off as teenage angst.
Yeah.
Pay attention. If you're concerned, have a conversation with that person. Let them know what you're seeing, what you're worried about, and ask them if they need help. Actually get to the point, if it's a deep, deep concern, are you going to kill yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about killing yourself? That's a very important question to ask. And use that word, killing yourself, because it lets the other person know
that you're aware.
You're aware, and you want to have the conversation. There's a myth that goes around that says if we talk about it, it may push the person over the edge to do it. this is often a myth in terms of the person then realizes you're paying attention and you know, you're concerned about them and you want to have that conversation. They don't know who to talk to or how to talk to about it, so you're cracking the door open for them to reach out for help.
I would think, too, if you ask someone, are you thinking of killing yourself, it will force them to think of the gravity of such a situation.
Absolutely.
You know, Ann Landers, the advice columnist, used to call that a permanent solution to a possibly temporary problem.
Yes.
Oh, wow. What are some of the local resources we can take advantage of?
Well, I always tell people to use the national hotline because that's the most well-known, I think. And some people don't want to call a national hotline, but what they do is they'll triage you, and then they'll connect you with some of the local resources. So it's mm-hmm. always a good number to have. I pass out little booklets. I have one for you with a national hotline number on it. That's 1-800-273-8255, which is TALK. We also have Southwest Behavioral Health Services, which is a behavioral health provider here in the Valley. In Prescott area, Spectrum Healthcare over in Verde Valley. Wes, you have a PI Guidance Clinic. Most folks know about that. Mm-hmm. And their phone number is 928-445-5211. You can call it 24/7. And they, just a year ago, opened a crisis stabilization unit mm-hmm. that you can actually just drive up and show up on your own or have someone take you there if you're at risk for self-harm. They're over in Prescott Valley at 8655 East Ridge Drive.
Do we as a population, is it too easy for us to ask the doctor, just give me a pill, than to seek other remedies for depression, possible suicidal behavior?
I think that's one of our societal dilemmas. Maybe that's not the right word, but it's like, yeah, give me a pill for whatever it is that's ailing me.
Mm-hmm.
And often that's not the best way to go. Yes, some people need medication, some people don't.
Mm-hmm. Would exercise help?
Exercise, sleep, eating better, all those things that we hear about, that we've heard about all through our life, about taking good care of ourselves,
yeah.
And that helps the depression, alleviate the depression as well.
And how can our listeners learn more about your mission?
Well, give me a call. My number is 928-830-3047. Leave a message because we don't always pick that line up, but we'll get back to you real quick. Our coalition really is not a crisis service or anything.
Yeah.
We're about educating people about who's at risk, what the warning signs are, how to connect people with resources. We've got some other trainings coming up later this fall, something called Safe Talk. Some folks have heard of mental health first aid. This is Safe Talk is specific to suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm. And when they call that number, they should ask for?
Ask for me, John Schuderer.
There you go. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. We've learned a great deal today. Stay tuned because it's time for local and state news with Link, and then we will talk with Kelly Baritza from Ali Lifelong Learning on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or so, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs host the Braves
Thursday at 6
on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hi, this is John Heine with the City of Prescott. Did you know there are thousands of businesses in Prescott and that each one has made a significant investment in our city? That's why the City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce are joining other organizations to promote Shop Prescott, Start Here. This campaign is designed to remind shoppers to support local brick-and-mortar businesses of all kinds. Look for blue and gold Shop Prescott signs in store windows and on signs throughout and around Prescott. Most importantly, support local brick-and-mortar businesses throughout the year.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A two-vehicle crash on Highway 69 in Prescott Valley has sent a man to the hospital. At around 2:45 yesterday afternoon, a car rear-ended a pickup truck as it approached the intersection of 69 and Navajo Road. The driver of the truck was taken to Yavapai Regional Medical Center East with possible head and neck injuries. The driver and passenger of the car weren't injured. That driver was cited by Prescott Valley Police for failing to control speed in order to avoid rear-ending the other vehicle. Traffic was backed up on the highway for nearly a half hour until the vehicles were moved and the debris cleared from the road. Meanwhile, at around 10:30 yesterday morning, a collision between two vehicles, one of them a beer truck, caused backups on 69 near Prescott East Parkway. Traffic was cleared within an hour. Prescott Valley Police haven't released any more information about this crash. The U.S. Forest Service is investigating vandalism to an ancient dwelling site in Cornville.
On August 26th, Site Watch volunteers discovered the vandalism at the site on the Coconino National Forest. Site Watch is a Verde Valley Archaeological Center program that encourages public responsibility in the preservation and protection of public and private lands. The vandals were digging in an ancient dwelling room, apparently in search of possible artifacts to sell. Freshly dug soil and collection buckets were found. Another instance was discovered the week before at a second site in Cornville. The Verde Valley Archaeological Center, located in Camp Verde, is asking anyone who sees or discovers vandalism to report it. A message that includes as much information on the location can be left at 928-567-0066. You don't have to leave your contact information unless you want a follow-up report. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather, mostly clear tonight, mostly sunny through the weekend. We're going to see a high of 80 today in the Prescott area with an overnight low of 59 and a high of 85 tomorrow. 90 degrees today for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a low tonight of 63 and a high on Thursday of 94. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Cable One brings high-speed internet to the greatest town on earth, yours. Now you can get up to 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months. No deposit, no contract. Enjoy faster downloads, better streaming, up to 100 megs, $45 a month for 6 months. Connecting is easy. Call 877-687-1427 or visit CableOne.net today. Restrictions apply. Call Cable One for details.
The Prescott Center for the Arts opens its 49th season with the thoroughly entertaining musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. A fly-by-night gambler attempts to woo a Salvation Army missioner for a $1,000 bet, and a beleaguered showgirl tries to hook her fiancé of 14 years. Come place your bets at the oldest, established, permanent floating crap game in New York. Guys and Dolls runs from September 13th through September 30th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:41. Well, priorities are ranking in my mind. Number one priority, I'm going to pronounce it correctly this time. Baritza?
Baritza.
Baritza. Okay, I'm getting closer, all right?
I'm getting closer.
Kelly Baritza is here on behalf of Ollie, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. You were here a couple of weeks ago, and we had a technical issue, and I don't think the message you very important message about Ollie got out. So I'm really glad you're back here in the studio. First of all, for those who weren't here or who couldn't hear you because of my microphone problem, tell us what Ollie is.
Okay. Ollie is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and it's a membership organization, and it's headquartered on the Yavapai Community College campus.
Mm-hmm.
Their mission is lifelong learning and social interaction opportunities. And I would say the majority of our members are 55 and older, although mm-hmm. younger people are allowed. And we take people, individuals, we capitalize on their talents, experiences, and skills to help us facilitate classes.
And the cool thing about it is the wide range of classes that you have. Give us some idea what different kinds of learning and different kinds of fields you can learn about.
Well, first of all, the classes are 6 weeks long, and we have 5 sessions per year. So during the 6-week classes, there's, like you mentioned, such a big variety. I kind of categorized it. One is, let's look at skills. So we have a complete beginner's guitar. We have moderate hiking. We have beginning quilling. We have a poker class that includes Texas Hold'em and Omaha High-Low. And easy basic bridge, amongst a number of other things. I categorized it as enlightenment. This session, we have Asian religions and philosophy, the spirituality of aging, I want a healthier brain, and a little off the beaten track, the ABCs of UFOs. We have history classes, one on Vietnam, one called Before 1776, Life in the American Colonies. We have the Red Scare and another class on the history of the United States. And finally, but not the last, is art. We have beginning watercoloring, how to listen to and understand great music, foreign films, entertainment like laugh out loud movies. And for those of you that are total junkies, we have a lot of current event classes.
In other words, eclectic, I think,
yes,
would be a safe word.
Excellent word.
And isn't it great when you see people as they get older wanting to learn more?
It has been, for me, we moved to town, didn't know a soul. It's been a fabulous opportunity to meet other people that enjoy learning.
Plus, you have field trips. You've got one coming up on October 1st to the Hacienda Vineyard, to the Musical Instrument Museum on October 17th, Magical Cirque Christmas, November 25th, and then next year you've got field trips going to ASU Gamage to see the stage musicals Wicked and Rent, and you've got a series of Munch and Learn workshops, a couple of which you're going to be involved in very soon, aren't you?
I am. The Munch and Learns are two-hour classes that, again, run the gamut. I am teaching a class tomorrow on Medicare because part of my volunteer work through the Area Agency on Aging is to counsel people that will be new to Medicare. So I always get 10 lucky people that want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I wanted to mention, DJ, about the field trips.
Yeah.
When we go down to the Gamage, it's an all-inclusive. So they arrange for a bus. We get transported down to the valley. We have dinner. We get taken to the Gamage, and then they bring the bus back. So you don't have to worry about a thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, these noontime munch and learn workshops, I assume you're bringing your own lunch, right?
Actually, it's interesting because the room where we meet is 119 in the building with the cafeteria.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
It is very convenient. Grab your lunch, walk around the corner, sit down and listen to the class.
So unlike dinner theater, you wouldn't be offended if someone's eating while listening to you, right?
That's why they call it munch and learn.
Anybody who's ever been to a dinner theater knows exactly what I mean there. Well, you know, the different topics you have coming up on these Munch and Learn workshops, and these are Thursdays, right?
Correct.
You've got the Great Pyramids of Egypt tomorrow. You've got a caregiver seminar next Thursday. Bill Weiss, our friend the historian, is hosting one called Just Let Me Hear Some of That Rock and Roll Music. Our buddy Brad Newman, who heads up Yavapai Exceptional Industries, he's got one on the 27th, and one I think we can all identify with, Oh, My Aching Knees, will be on October 4th. Now, I understand these are free with a current membership, but you should register, right?
Yes, that's helpful for them to know how many people will be there. But, yes, when you get a membership, all of the workshops, and you can join one of our clubs, all of that is included in the membership.
So tell us about your Medicare talk. What are some of the things people just don't seem to understand about Medicare?
You know, I take them through the ABCs. So I start
literally.
Out, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I start out explaining Medicare and what it covers, supplements, which people buy Medigap policies, supplements. I talk about Advantage plans. And then if they're still awake, we go through the drug plans.
Now, to our knowledge so far, Medicare still does not cover, correct me if I'm wrong, but they don't cover vision or dental unless you purchase a separate plan, right?
Correct. Vision, dental, and hearing aids, actually.
And hearing aids, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, isn't it funny because I've talked to the executive director for the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, and he says it's, you know, when Medicare, and for that matter, Social Security, were first written into law, nobody really was expected, or very few people were expected to live long enough to really make much off of it, and now people are living into their 80s and 90s, and it pays to know what you're getting into, doesn't it?
It does. And a lot of the things, such as the supplements, it's important to know the windows so that you can sign up without underwriting and guaranteed issue, meaning they can't look at pre-existing conditions and they have to sell you a policy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a window 6 months after you start Part B in order to get those benefits.
And it pays to get to do your research before you sign up, doesn't it?
It really does. And when people come to my class, all kidding aside, or I also volunteer at the Adult Center on Rosser Street, they come in with a big stack of stuff, and they're overwhelmed. And when they leave, they've got a plan, they know exactly what they want, and they're smiling.
And you're not trying to sell them anything, are
you? I am not. I'm a volunteer for the Area Agency on Aging.
So what kinds of questions are they going to ask you, do you think?
With Medicare, how much does it cost? What are the different options for me? Are there co-pays, deductibles? Basically, how much does it cost? That's a lot of people think Medicare is free, and it's not.
No, it's not free. But you've been paying into it for a long time, so it is, compared to other health insurance, extremely affordable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially for people who have been uninsured, have been paying a lot of money, it is far more affordable.
You bet. Now, in addition to the Medicare talks, part of the OLLI series coming up, this is beyond Medicare, for those who do meet the end of life, as we all will, there's a death cafe coming up with Nancy Vandervoort. That's coming up Monday at 8:30 a.m. And also one with the rather cheeky title, Please Shop Before You Drop. I assume that's about pre-planning.
It is.
Boy,
it is
that important.
It is. I mean, it'd be much better to know what you're doing and pay for it early than to die and have your trying to pay for it afterwards when it's an emergency.
That's the one shopping trip you never want to take.
Exactly.
Because you're not in the right frame of mind to do it, and you are just waiting to be picked, aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, and they will pick you clean if you don't know what you're doing.
And this class is an excellent opportunity to understand what the process is.
Mm-hmm. So with the OLLI classes, now there's no tests, no term papers, right?
No homework.
No homework. I'm signing up. How can people learn more about these wonderful classes and fun workshops?
Okay. The number to call is 928-717-7634. The classes are on the Yavapai Community College campus, free parking. If you want to call, again, 928-717-7634, you can have them start sending you a catalog. So that will allow you to peruse it and get a good idea about what's available.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of costs are involved for OLLI?
Okay, so there are three membership levels. If you would like an annual membership, it's $165, and that entitles you to four classes per session, and there are five sessions per year.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be 20 classes. It also allows you to go to all the workshops we discussed earlier. You would have access to buy tickets for the field trips. You also have access to what we call special interest groups. Other people would call it clubs, including fiction writing, book club, guitar players group, chess clubs, entangle, bridge, and memoir writing. So those meet outside of regular classes, and it's a great way to meet people with the same interests.
A lot of social benefits there.
And the other two, mm-hmm. one, if you wanted just to check it out, you can pay $10, and that will allow you one session, mm-hmm. and $30 per class. The other option is a $65 membership, where you have access to all five sessions, but again, you pay $30 per class.
And where are these classes held?
Again, the Yavapai campus. We also have campuses in Sedona and Verde Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we have about 1,000 members on the Prescott campus.
Wow.
And we have another 800 when you add Verde and Sedona to it.
Learning stuff is so much fun, isn't it?
It is.
It really is. Kelly Baritza, right? See, ninth time's
Perfect.
A charm.
You bet.
Once again, give us the phone number and web page so we can learn more information.
You know, if you want to look on the web, just Google Prescott OLLI, OLLI, and the website will come up, Prescott OLLI. And the phone number again, 928-717-7634. And DJ, I think at this point you know almost about as much about it as I do.
Well, I also know that I'll pronounce it Osher instead of Osher. So I've gotten Baritza and Osher, right?
Perfect.
There you go. We're getting there. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A, and thanks for coming back. We really appreciate that. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests for you on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help. Or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Well, been a lot of news the last couple days about Colin Kaepernick and being signed up with Nike for their Just Do It campaign. I checked in with Snopes about a rumor that's going around that Colin Kaepernick has been named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Well, gotta debunk that. Now, I can understand why some people would think Time did that because 2 years ago, he was the GQ magazine Citizen of the Year. Now, of course, he's on the Nike campaign. But Time Magazine, first of all, doesn't even name their Person of the Year until December. And believe me, he will not be the Person of the Year for Time Magazine. Just to clear that up. Now, on much better news, the Wednesday Night Classic movie series continues at the Prescott Elks Theater tonight with The Avengers at 7 p.m. Next Wednesday, it'll be Footloose on September 19th, The Godfather. September 26th, The Breakfast Club. Those are big screen classic movies at the Prescott Elks Theater on Wednesday evenings. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Soup Scoop with the Prescott Unified School District at 4. Join me right back here tomorrow with Chef Kevin Binkley of Binkley's Restaurant in Phoenix. He's preparing a gourmet dinner to benefit Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters and Dr. Mitchell Gelber from Granite Creek Rehab. That's tomorrow at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.